Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide pregnancy and adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're really glad that you're listening in today. If you'd like to call in during the show with questions or comments, we would encourage that at 347-850-1100. Again, 347-850-1100. And I'm really excited today to be talking to Eliza Lejeune, who is a new caseworker with Adoption Associates. Eliza, are you with us?
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for being on Adoption Focus. We so appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to be here.
Yeah.
So we are looking forward to a conversation here from your perspective about being a relatively new caseworker. I guess has it been about 6 months now?
Yeah, it's been about 6 months.
That's exciting. So we want to hear from you about what it's been like so far and the highs and the lows and maybe even a few lessons learned along the way. So just let's get started, if you could, with telling a little bit to our audience about what led you to Adoption Associates or why you were interested in adoption work and in working for this agency.
Yeah, so my background, I am a master's level social worker, but when I started out fresh from school, I was a children and adolescent psychiatric therapist, so I did that for a couple years, and my heart has always been into mental health counseling, but as well as adoption. My paternal grandmother had 6 children. Her and my grandfather married when they were fairly young, about like 16 and 18. But back then, I guess that was common in a normal age. So after they had 6 children, when the last one was born, I feel like my grandma was in her mid-30s, and the other ones were adults. So there was quite a gap, but they were still fairly young, that she decided, her and my grandfather, to adopt a family of 4. So then at that time, I was in maybe elementary, and I had new aunts and uncles who were about the same age as me. So I grew up with a family through adoption, as well as she has adopted a family of 2 more kids over the past couple of years. So adoption has always been a part of our family. We see, you know, caring for children and others as our call of service and duty. I really see the benefit of it, and I just think it's an awesome thing. My mother is from South America, and whenever we go back, we always do orphanage work or really helping out the community and giving back. Where she's from, it's pretty much a third world country type of thing. So we always try to help out as much as we can. So I've always had a heart for helping others, for children, for babies. So I thought it would be a great fit to go ahead and maybe find an agency that I can stand behind and really feel like I can do good work for. So when I saw Adoption Associates, I thought, you know, this would be an awesome opportunity. The staff has been amazing. Everyone has been great. It really has opened up my eyes a lot to adoption and just how things have changed over the years. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to be here.
We are so excited to have you, and that is a really awesome story about what led you to this field of work. Thanks for sharing. I didn't know that, so I learned something new about you today as well. So what excites you as you start working with a new client, a new birth mother in particular? What do you have going on in that regard?
Yeah, so I really, really love to hear women's stories and really to cater to their needs and restore wholeness throughout the adoption process. I feel like every birth mother is different. There's different situations, just different places in their life. You can have a woman who's a teenager or a woman who's in her 30s that's, having her third or fourth child. It really just depends. And I really love being able to cater to them and help them along the way and walk alongside with them and comfort them along this path of making an adoption plan. So I always feel like that's great. And I love to see the peace that birth moms get once they've chosen a family and they've started that relationship and that bond with them. It's really a beautiful thing to see a family build from that.
Indeed, it is. So what's a priority? I know that you obviously talked about restoring wholeness and helping them, meeting them where they're at. What other things do you consider to be a priority as you assist a birth mother in making an adoption plan?
I really see fostering the relationship and building a sense of trust and honesty with the birth mom as a priority first and foremost. No one can, willingly make an adoption plan without a relationship with their caseworker. That is such an important aspect and part of the job because you want someone to be able to feel comfortable to talk to you or if they're having doubts to talk about those concerns, to not feel judged, to really just feel like they're heard and cared for first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And I think also to help guide and educate her along the process. A lot of birth moms aren't really educated on adoption, and a lot of, the population in general, back in the, 20 years ago or so, adoption was more a secret thing. People didn't really talk about it or mention it. Even if someone made an adoption plan, maybe they didn't talk about it. And I really want them to feel educated that they're making the right decision that they can make for themselves. First and foremost, from knowing, what is adoption? How does it work? What is the whole process? How will I be supported? What can I expect after placement of my child? I really don't sugarcoat things much with the birth mom. I'm very open. I'm very honest. I want someone to feel like, they can talk to me regardless of what it is or what it may be about, if it's their home life situation, if there's any abuse going on, any substances, like anything and everything. I've heard it all. I've been a counselor for quite a while, so I feel like I've heard a scope of different things, different life stories, and, really to come from a non-judgmental aspect and really just help her pick up the pieces where she is and move along from there.
Absolutely. So, and definitely you touched on a good point. Many of our birth mothers just don't have the information and knowledge about mm-hmm. adoption, and particularly adoption today. So so glad to hear that you've made that a priority in the work that you're doing is to make sure they have accurate information, obviously, as well as supporting their decision. That's great. What about concerns? What are you hearing from the birth mothers that you're working with about concerns that they may have regarding making an adoption plan?
I think some of the main concerns I'm hearing really have to do with maybe, choosing a family. They want to know, what is the story my child might receive from the family later on. They want to know if the family will continue to uphold their openness agreement or whatever that they, decided they're all comfortable with. And I think for AAI families, we can stand behind them because they are highly educated throughout that home study process when they first sign up with the agency to work with us about what an adoption looks like, what an open or semi-open adoption looks like, and how does that fit within, the time frame when the child is a baby to maybe when the child is an adult. So I really like to educate on that, and I feel like, we can stand behind our families knowing that they know what that means and what the expectation is. And a lot of them just are, very loving and just have a heart to say, well, it makes sense if you want to see your child more than twice a year, or, we can talk often, or we can Facebook, or, I'll be available however you need me to be. And I really think that soothes birth moms and grants them a sense of peace knowing that, someone also, they don't just care for my child, they care for me as a person, and they care for my wholeness and my well-being going forward from this adoption plan. Because it's a very brave thing to do. it's a very hard thing to do, but it's also very gratifying. And I think as long as the families and the birth mom can both share in those good moments together, too, it makes it all worthwhile.
Right, right. And, you know, in talking about openness and, you know, the birth mother's request and stuff, something that I have found that I like to talk about is why that is also beneficial and important to the child.
Mm-hmm.
So that families aren't necessarily doing this to appease the birth mother or because that's
mm-hmm.
what she wants, nor is she always just looking at it from her own viewpoint, but
yeah.
this is what's good for children, that openness is good for them as well. And so that you have two parties,
mm-hmm.
the birth parents and the adoptive parents, who both are putting what's best for this child first and foremost. And that's
yeah.
awesome that, you know, both
yeah.
sides are coming together
mm-hmm.
with that in mind.
And I think it's great when, you know, the child is able to know from a very young age, maybe when they can't even comprehend it, that, you know, who their birth mom is or their tummy mom and those type of things. And they might have pictures of her up in the nursery. And I think that really is just great for the child and the child's well-being, because it's always just going to be something that they know. And I think that helps birth moms feel comforted, too, when they, you know, ask the questions of what will my child know about me? And it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, they'll know that you love them. They'll know that you cared and that you made a great plan for them and their future.
Right. Don't you love that? I love,
yeah.
I remember the first time I went into an adoptive family home on a post-placement visit and saw the picture of the birth mother and the baby
mm-hmm.
in the child's room or in the living
yeah.
room. That just speaks volumes to me. And that's
yeah.
something that, yeah, we want to relay to our birth parents
mm-hmm.
that actually happens. And it's a super
cool
awesome.
Thing.
Yeah,
I had recently, yeah, a birth mom who had her first linked meeting with her family. So she picked out the family and we all went to lunch so she can get to know them and they can get to know her. And she decided to do a gender reveal for them and took
oh.
photos and really, really just loved that moment. And she asked for the photos right away and she wants to make a scrapbook and just really jumping right in and just making a great experience out of it and a family out of it and just being open-minded and accepting that, you know, families come in all different shapes and sizes and are made differently, but, you know, just being a family is what's most important.
Absolutely. So yeah. what about some of the challenges that you've faced so far in your work in adoption?
Yeah, so I think some of the challenges may be a lot of the, I guess, economic crisis that's going on right now with maybe housing concerns and many women just feeling downtrodden when they come and kind of like at their last and not knowing if anyone can help them. But I think also, you know, the education piece of it has been a big challenge too, and just really getting out into the community to educate on it, because a lot of women sometimes may come and feel like slightly ashamed that they're even coming to you or having to talk about this. And, you know, we're very non-judgmental and we want you to come as you are. And whatever the situation may be, you know, that's fine. I think, you know, some people carry that with them and they feel concerned about sharing that story. And I think it's just a beautiful thing to be able to just listen to a woman, even if she's someone just getting information and maybe isn't sure yet about, you know, making an adoption plan or if that's right for her, but being able to tell her story open and honestly and not have someone judge her and really just want to care for her and give her whatever information that she needs in order to make a good decision for herself. It's just awesome, because, you know, we all have secrets. And then I like to think of myself, over the years I've heard quite a bit, but once you are able to get something off of your chest, it's just a sense of being like freed from that and really
right.
being able to speak open and honestly and say, you know what, you know, I am in this situation, but I do want to have a better one and I want a better life for my child. And being able to say that openly, like I think like speaking things into existence is really big.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think thoughts, but when you have to say it out loud, it really forces you to think about, okay, what am I doing? What is best? You know, because our emotions go up and down regardless. Everyone has emotions and they're never consistent. They're never the same. But when we think things through and we say, you know, this is right and this is what's best for me and maybe I just need to think about this some more. Like, those are all great things. But being able to share that, I think, is awesome.
Right. Yeah. That's an excellent point. And, you know, listening to you talk about that, particularly the non-judgmental attitude, it also makes me think
mm-hmm.
about the families that are coming to adopt. and mm-hmm. their openness to different circumstances, a variety of situations.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when we talk about, yeah, the birth mother not wanting to be judged, some of that, you know, means potential substance exposure. That might mean mm-hmm. a mental health condition. Those things mm-hmm. that she, you know, is maybe a little afraid to reveal, or she's scared of judgment,
yeah.
as you mentioned. So, you know, I think those two issues are worthy of us mentioning here in this conversation as well. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, race. And so these are the needs of mm-hmm. our birth parents that we're looking to help them with, right?
Yeah, and I think it's awesome when a family is very open, because they just swoop right in and the birth
right.
mom is just overwhelmed by that love that she's receiving. And sometimes, you know, you might not be receiving that, or, you know, every time, you know, at any point in someone's life, they might be having a hard time and might need a little bit extra, that maybe their family is also going through something. Because we all know, you know, just because one person is going through it, you know, the rest of the family is not exempt from carrying along that burden or those issues mm-hmm. along with them. And then if someone else can come right in and support you and comfort you, it just is a breath of fresh air. And I think that really helps build that relationship when they know, you know, this person cares about me as well as my child, but mostly they care about me and make sure that I'm, you know, doing better, and they're not judging me, and they're supportive of me, and they know all the things that I'm going through and all the issues that are happening in my life right now. And they say, you know, we just care about you and we want to help you along the way. And we know that, you know, this isn't a definite decision up until, you know, after baby's born in court and those type of things. But even up until then, they're loving you the whole way through. And I think that's just awesome when a family is open and can really meet the needs of the birth mom.
Right. And after all, if she's brave enough to share it and she's brave enough
yeah.
to put it out there on the table, then we want to step up to that plate and meet that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really powerful thing. And we've all been in those situations at some point or time in our own lives where we need somebody to wrap their arms around us and support
yeah.
us through what we're going through. You know, mm-hmm. and maybe it's not an unplanned pregnancy for you or I. Maybe it's
mm-hmm.
something else. Maybe it's a health crisis or whatever it is. But for her,
yeah.
this is her place and time of need. So excellent,
yeah.
excellent point. Thank you for that. What about your hope? This is kind of kooky, but for the future, in terms of your work and like, mm-hmm. what do you want to bring to the agency or to your work as a birth mother caseworker, your hopes in that regard?
Yeah, I think for the future, it's just constantly thinking about how I can best serve the community and advocate for my birth moms and the agency. That means continuing to be available by phone, by text or emails. My birth moms know, you know, they can text me whenever. They can email if they have questions or concerns. I want to be that person that, you know, they can get information from. And as well, if I don't have it, I can point them in the right direction. If it's something like medical that a doctor might have better information for, or something like that, you know, I always want to make sure that they're educated along the way and through that process. I feel like as well, you know, reaching out to the community. I think we serve, you know, all of Michigan, and there's always an area in need and always an area that can be educated, and the staff at the hospitals, just making sure, you know, that process goes well for the birth mom, that she feels supported there. You know, we've been doing in-services as an agency that have really touched the community, and I think, you know, the doctors and nurses and social workers are all, you know, in need of it and saying, yeah, you know, we totally welcome this. We need to hear about this. You know, times are changing and we are seeing more and more adoptions, just different things at the hospital. And we want to know how we can best serve these women and help support them along the way too, so that they leave whole. You know, I want to make sure every step of the way, you know, from the first interaction with someone at the agency to when they go to their doctor's visits and their doctors know, you know, their plan for adoption, they're not judging them, they're honest with them. And then when they deliver their baby and give life to a child that they carried for 9 months, you know, I really want them to feel supported in that aspect too, and really care for it, because it's still a celebration, you know, that's you brought a life into this world, and we want to celebrate you and the work that you're doing. And then I feel like for AAI, just really bringing maybe some fresh ideas to the agency, just being available however, you know, as best needs, and I can be, you know, of service to the agency. So I think, you know, it's opened up my eyes. It's really professionally challenging me and having me think on my feet and do other things. As we all know, like, new jobs can really, really help you expand. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to learning, you know, things that are in me that I don't know quite are in there yet. So I'm really excited for the future. Yeah.
Right. And we're so excited to have you. And, you know, I like we talk about things professionally and how we grow and we're challenged through those growths. But I have to say that the way this line of work has impacted me personally has been something that was unexpected, and how adoption weaves its way into your heart and into your mind and your soul and in the work that we do. And I love that. I love that, you know, we kind of have that live and breathe our work mentality here. So we are super excited that you were here today, and equally as excited that you are now a part of our team, Aliza. So thanks for taking the time out of your schedule for this today. It has been awesome. And for those of you that are listening, interested in connecting with Aliza or with our agency, we'd welcome you to call us at 800-677-2367 or on the web at adoptionassociates.net. And remember that Adoption Focus is live every Tuesday at 11 Eastern Standard Time. We'd love to connect and hear back from you and to give us any feedback about our show. If you're interested in hearing a particular topic, we'd like to hear that as well. And next week, we hope that you are listening in as we speak with one of Adoption Associates board members who will talk about our upcoming gala. It's an annual event held by Adoption Associates, and we'd like to get that information to you about that as well. So listen in next week at 11. Thanks, Aliza, again for today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jennifer.
Awesome. Have a good day. And for now, this is
you
Jennifer
too.
On Adoption Focus. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.